from the regular season. But it's JT Miller and Connor McDavid to start. Miller with a shot on McDavid off the opening draw. Connor McDavid with, here's McDavid, centering pass that hit a stick, bouncing in front. And back to Dreisaitl. Bouchard across. McDavid and off the post.
Here's his one from the left flank. Just a quick little shot that gets deflected up right off the crossbar.
It'll come back to Bouchard again. Dreisaitl. Late stages of the kill. And Dreisaitl right on. 20 seconds remaining. And we're in an area that Rick Tocchet talked about, the late goals on top. Lindholm to take this draw in the offensive zone for Vancouver, and he's got Pettersson with him. It'll come back to Pettersson. Walkered away by Pickard, and now Suter goes to the bench. And on comes Nils Höglander to get an early look at this newly formed line by Rick Tocchet. It'll come back to the line. Desjardins in front, and Steve Giuseppe trying to catch up to that, able to one-hand it out. Canucks trying to get a change in. Here comes Holloway, dropping for Kane. In front, and Gillard goes the other way as that comes back across the front of the net. Desjardins at the line. Sends it in deep for Dreisaitl. Centering pass scores. Evander Kane on the board with the opening goal of Game 5.
Got the pressure on and forced a late change for the Canucks. A little disoriented. Here's the play around the net. Kane follows it up after. It's Dreisaitl keeping the play alive and then filtering back down. And as he does so often, finds the loose puck, puts a perfect pass right in the wheelhouse of Kane. And Kane goes right five hole on Sheila.
Around it goes to Pettersson on that far flank. Power play goal is only marker in the series. But in front, loose puck, he gets it again. And a centering pass by Höglander in front of the net. Race Against the Tide, new episode Sundays. Watch free on CBC JAMA. Short side shot by Hughes. Rebound collected by the Canucks and back to Hughes again. 4 points in his last three. Hironic to the net, and Pickard got a piece of that. And it bounces out to center ice. Hughes chased back by Derek Ryan. Hironic fires it around. Janmark there. Jostling along the boards with Putt Colson. Puck in front, chance, big stop, Shelovs. Off Connor Brown.
Out of Pickard through traffic, little bounce back pass there, and right down the middle, Brown.
And now McDavid, tracked there by Dakota Joshelov. It'll come back to Bouchard. Bomb is stopped by Shelovs. 95.1 miles an hour on that. Bouchard blast.
That was a really good read by Shelovs early on. Anticipated that the one-timer was coming. Probably went about 3 feet forward to try to take away the angle and able to kick the right pad out.
There's a pass cut off by Pettersson. He'll lock it in. Look across. Chance. Oh, DiGiuseppe. Stop there on a nice save by Pickard. Connor Garland over the line along with Bluger. It's a line that played a lot this year together. That will bounce back onto goalie Calvin Pickard. Besser in the high slot that bounced off the stick of Miller. In. Here comes Hyman. Zach Hyman across. But, oh, a top ricochet off Susie, and Shelovs had to be sharp on that. Picked up by Miller. Crisscrossing with Myers. Across for Hughes, firing it off the bar, and out as Quinn Hughes comes close.
Hughes shooting more well. How about this? Walking down the left flank, gets it up and over the glove, but off the crossbar.
Good chance, but
I don't know if any goaltenders give them crossbars. There's a face-off to get Vancouver started. The win, and Hughes with Miller parked in front. Besser can't find the rebound. Swinging wide and ending up in the corner, knocked off his stick. Myers put it in the slot, knocked down, a chop at it by Putt Colson. Susie scores!
The then the follow-up. DiGiuseppe gets in deep, doesn't lose control of the puck until Dreisaitl back to the point. And how about Carson Soucy? A backhand by Corey Perry, and Picker didn't pick that one up quickly. Soucy stays out of the pile, and then just a quick little wrister that goes up and over through all the bodies and over the glove.
12 of 15 for Edmonton, and there is Soucy moving up again. Couldn't reach that. Little hesitation. Connor grounds back. Ground in. Scores! Matthias Janmark. It's a fourth line goal for the Oilers.
He just scored, just a little hesitation, as you said. Now loses his body, goes down, and we saw the great chance that Brown had earlier. Well, how about this pass? Sauces it right across, and Janmark on the doorstep. His first goal in 37 games. Couldn't come at a bigger time. The Oilers needing some production from the bottom six to get it.
Watch this opening faceoff. Miller 7-3 on the draw in the opening period. He won 5 in all of game 4, but Connor McDavid prevails to start the second period, and it's Besser wins the board battle. Chopped back to the line for Pettersson. Down low. Here's Miller. Full stop. Oh, a great save by Pettersson off JT Miller.
High and just wide, and how about JT Miller? Good quick move across the...
Dreisaitl
outside.
Yeah, Dreisaitl brought the puck in, so that's why the wave off by the linesman there.
Oh, a giveaway! DiGiuseppe scores! And a fourth line goal for Vancouver!
Too many men, that'll be the secondary question. And then this fourth line just grinds it out. Bouchard just loses control, a quick little spin around, and just DiGiuseppe does a great job of getting it through the legs on the doorstep.
McDavid into the net, centers it, knocked away by Soucy. And back the other way, Lindholm with Besser. Lindholm to the net, and Pickard stops that. Vogel tied up, there's a shot by Ryan that goes off the skate. Centering pass and another big stop by Shelov.
Here's maybe, as you said, one of the best right off the arm there.
In the game combined for the dynamic duo, who both had 4-point games the last time they were here at Rogers Arena. Underway, third period. Off the draw, it's won by Hoglander, digging in behind the net. Up top, Hronek was slapped. Oh, and hit the post. Hoglander thought he had one, and now a tripping call is being assessed.
This play off of the faceoff from behind the net gets underneath, and this one gets blocked. That's a shot, sort of deflected pass by Pettersson. Puts it right onto his tape, and man, couldn't have hit it any closer.
Hughes. There it gets onto the stick of Pettersson, down low, and Miller swooped in, and Pickard. Again, we've seen that move by Miller a couple of times tonight.
Made sure there was nothing down low, and then gets help afterwards from Desharnais.
And Pettersson had it knocked off his stick, tries to dive to keep it alive. So Lindholm, Miller, and Pettersson to finish the regulation time, it looks like. Here is Lindholm looking to set at the post. JT Miller scores!
Well, a neutral zone play that looked like maybe it was just going to be in deep. And instead, watch Pettersson here with the soccer move. He kicks that one back, goes off the post, and it's Miller right on the doorstep. Lindholm buys it towards the net, hits the skate of Pettersson and Bouchard. And on the doorstep, it's Miller. This one, a rolling puck off the post, standing right there and under the bar as Miller pounces on the rebound.
They're putting 3.2 on the clock. Miller will not be texting any apologies to his coach tonight. He's provided the game winner in game 5. And Canuck fans know they'll have at least one more game here at Rogers Arena.